Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Loving Eleanor by Susan Wittig Albert, narrated by Karen White. My dear, if you meet me, may I forget there are other reporters present, or must I behave? I shall want to hug you to death. I can hardly wait. A world of love to you, and good night, and God bless you, light of my life. Eleanor Roosevelt to Lorena Hickok, March 9th, 1933. I've been trying today to bring back your face, to remember just how you look. Funny how even the dearest face will fade away in time. Most clearly, I remember your eyes, with a kind of teasing smile in them, and the feeling of that soft spot just northeast of the corner of your mouth against my lips. Lorena Hickok to Eleanor Roosevelt, December 5th, 1933. Prologue. Goodbye. Hyde Park, 1962. Hick didn't go to the funeral. Oh, she was invited, and for that she had Sisty to thank, Eleanor's granddaughter, the one Hick had known and loved since she was a little girl. During her grandmother's last illness, it was Sisty who kept in touch, and who took down Eleanor's last letter because her grandmother couldn't manage the pen. Dearest Hick, I'm still horribly weak, but as soon as I'm able to hold the phone, I'll call you. But Eleanor couldn't manage the phone either. The call came instead from Western Union, from a bored young man who...